Now that Valentine's Day is in the rearview mirror, it's time for some to be back out and dating. You know, some people like stop like February 1st because they don't want to be involved in the Valentine's Day week.
Yep.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I give up like halfway through November.
Oh, okay.
If something hasn't happened by Halloween, it's too late. You missed your opportunity. I have to jump back on the bandwagon come like April, May when the weather starts getting a little warmer.
Uh-huh. The summertime.
Okay. Otherwise, the singles are all hibernating.
Well, I guess Chris isn't hibernating. He's out there, and we're going to say good morning to him. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. More importantly, how are you? How goes the dating life?
I'm okay. I just kind of need your help with something, if you guys wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So, second date update. It means you've gone out on a first date. You thought it went well, and you're kind of waiting for that second date. So, tell us what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I met this girl. Her name's Monica. I met her through Tinder, and I happen to live downtown. She lives close to a track station in Murray, and we decided that she'd just hop on a train and meet me downtown. So it seems like the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. I just met her at the station, and easy peasy, we walked over to a bar that I know of, and it was great. We really hit it off. Conversation was great. We both have very similar, you know, senses of humor, both kind of dark. She's very sarcastic, which I think is awesome, super turn on. We hung out, had a couple drinks. She, at the end, kind of misread the track schedule, I guess, and had to rush back to the train, but I went with her, made sure she got on the train, kind of waved goodbye, and now she's not calling me back. So I don't know. Should I have offered to, like, get her an Uber? I don't know if I did the wrong thing with the train or what, where it went wrong, but
so you're saying
find out.
Maybe she's not calling you back because had you been like, hey, you know what, we're having such a good time, let me give you an Uber, and then she could have stayed with you longer and not run back for that almost missed tracks time.
Yeah. Okay. I'm grasping at straws. It's all I can think. I don't know.
So. No way. It was over before then. The train was an excuse.
Was it?
I've never in my life been that pressed for time. There's another train in 15 minutes.
Maybe it was
true.
It was
the
last train of the night.
No. Not anymore. The trains run until like 2 a.m. now.
Can I ask this, Chris? Maybe you think you have a dark sense of humor, but more it's just dark and not so much of the humor. And her being sarcastic was just her really telling you how she thought. Is that a possibility?
I mean, I'm open to, yeah, I guess. I mean, I didn't read it that way, but
okay.
I'm all out of ideas. I don't know.
Sure. Okay. So Jackson's thinking she bailed. Monroe, you're thinking?
I think you didn't offer to do anything for her.
The
like
Uber?
Yeah.
I mean, I walked her to the train.
Oh, gee, how chivalrous.
Oh, wow. We're beating up this poor guy.
I know. He's like, I called you to ask for help.
I know. That's our bad.
So, Chris, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to get Monica's number, and we're going to just call her up, and we'll ask her why she's not calling you back, and we'll find out, like, did she leave early? Was she just, you know, stressed about the train? Should you have called an Uber? Like, we'll kind of get you some answers, okay?
That'd be great.
It's your second date update. We are trying to help out Chris. So Chris and Monica met on a dating app, and Chris lives downtown. Monica lives by a track station. She hopped on tracks, came on down. They started going kind of bar hopping. And according to Chris, it was a good date. They both have a dark sense of humor. She's a little sarcastic. He dug that. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, look at the time. I got to get on this track train.
Yeah. Oh, no. Do you have any idea how many emergency trains I have had to catch?
So many.
On a really bad date. 9 times out of 10, I'm catching a late train.
So Jackson's saying it's not the train at all. She was bailing. Chris thinks, as well as Monroe, maybe she's just mad that there was never an offer of an Uber or something else to where she had to go back to the train.
Yeah, that just seems like a lot.
Hey, Chris, did I get all that correct?
That's you summed it up exactly.
All right, cool, man. Hey, we were able to track down Monica, so we're going to pick up with her. We're going to talk to her. Don't say anything. Let us just kind of talk to her for a second, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, Monica, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, hi. So my name is John, and with me is Jackson and Monroe. We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes to chat?
Do.
Okay, awesome. First of all, we love to hear about people who use public transportation. Do you ever hop on tracks for any reason? And
I,
just
I do. I love Trax.
Oh, awesome. You know, that's great. So do we. We like the environment. Have you ever used it for maybe going on a date?
I actually used it fairly recently to meet this guy that I met on Tinder.
Oh, Monica, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little psychic, and the name Chris just kind of popped in my mind out of nowhere. Did you go on a date with Chris by any chance?
I feel like this is a little too on the nose. Yes, I did go out on a date with a Chris.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's a little too much on the nose. We actually talked to Chris earlier on. He listens to our show, and we do something on our show where we try to find out why someone's not getting a second date. And, you know, you're not giving Chris that second date. So we're just wondering why.
This is a little hard to say.
Well, let me ask you this. How was the date?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, the date itself, meeting Chris, was pretty cool. I mean, right from the get-go, like, I was totally digging Chris. Like, we got along really great. You know, he was cute. And he met me at the track station, and I, you know, saw him smiling as I got off. And it was, you know, super romantic.
Yeah.
And we go to this bar, and, like, right away we're clicking. We're just joking around. And about 45 minutes or so into the date, he gets this nervous look on his face. And like he says, he needs to tell me something. So I'm like, oh, it's getting real. And I figure, oh gosh, he's married or he's dating somebody else or whatever it is.
Yeah.
No, none of that. He tells me that he has charges pending.
Oh,
like a credit card charge?
No, like criminal charges.
But he hasn't been convicted. Innocent until proven guilty, right, so everybody.
I'm out. Too much drama.
Let me ask you, like...
No. Yeah. No, go ahead, ask me.
So the charges were something that you did not approve of?
Well, I mean, I don't really want to get into what they are because that's not
okay.
My
I hear you.
Place.
That's fair.
But
yeah.
Nonetheless, there are charges pending. And
yeah.
I just got super uncomfortable, and so I said, I need to go, you know, I need to go. I messed with the track station schedule, and I need to go.
Okay.
So, I bailed because I was like, that was not in the profile and any communication we had. That was just too much for me.
Okay. So, Jackson, you were right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She
that girl, there's not an emergency
Monroe,
train.
You feel the same way. You would bail as well.
Oh, yeah. Even if you're innocent, that's a bunch of drama. I don't want to be caught up in. This is the first date, you know. Let's.
Why don't we get more details from Chris? Chris, but I should tell Monica. Monica, Chris is listening in.
Surprise,
Chris.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
Well, I mean, please. First of all, they're pending. Charges are pending, which means I haven't been charged with anything. I'm not, you know, I've been. As far as I know, in America, you're innocent until proven guilty. So I'd like everybody to kind of take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So the other girl's not dead yet.
Stop it. You're ridiculous. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, well, secondly, even if I'm charged, I mean, it can mean so many different things, you know? Whatever. You don't know the length of time that I may or may not have to even go away. I probably don't. So I just think it's ridiculous to already cancel a date on such a small pending thing.
It could be six years. It could be life.
I think it's a little ridiculous
to
go out on dates with this looming over your life right now.
Just because they haven't gotten the DNA results back yet doesn't mean
he's
guilty.
We don't know. We haven't asked what the charges are.
Yeah.
I think we're jumping to a lot of conclusions.
That's all I'm
here.
Saying, man. If it was so bad, he'd still be in jail.
All right. Let's do this. Chris obviously is interested in another date. Monica, we're calling because we're hoping to get that second date. Is that something we could... We'll pay for it. Like, you know, we'll even pay for your Trax card.
No, I'm good. I'd rather, you know, not start a pen pal relationship right off the bat with somebody who's possibly going to jail. So I'm all right on the second date.